This is a Zach Feldman Show replay on ZRadioLive.com.
The Web City Music Station at Z Radio Live. This is the Zach Feldman Show, and joining me over the phone is an author. They have a brand new book. It is called Jax XXX. It is Layden Day. Layden, how you doing? Thanks for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show.
Hello, Zach. Thank you for having me.
Hello. So tell us all about this brand new erotic book. It is called Jax XXX.
Yes. Jax XXX is about this amazing woman who strives to bring her family out of poverty after being hospitalized all of her childhood. And she does it by getting a really interesting email online and goes about it kind of in the wrong way. And she ends up joining like kind of a rebellion against like this dystopian empire.
Yeah,
her first mission is to go rob the richest, most fantastic house in all of the city, where she meets the lovely and amazing Morgan Wayne, the other main character in the story. And it's kind of just a discovery of like her understanding like the world around her as she's been kind of sheltered, and figuring out about her family's legacy and kind of the big overall picture of the book.
That's awesome. And, you know, and this is, you know, obviously an adult book, but it's an LGBTQ, it's an LGBTQ book, which, you know, I don't think there's a lot of in the erotica section, you know. It's more about, it's always been kind of the stereotypical man and woman, you know, in an erotica book. So, you know, how was it to kind of create a book like this in such a dominant market like that?
Well, you see, I wasn't really writing it for any kind of like publicity reasons, but I do want to share it with everybody because I feel like it's a pretty decent story. I actually think it's a phenomenal story. I love it a lot, but I wrote it when I have transitioned, but before, when I was a woman, I found out I was into other women and I had to come to this conclusion, and it was kind of my existential crisis, kind of like coming to understand the LGBT community and like where I fit in and like where I fit in the world. And I kind of did it through Jax. Jax is kind of like, she's not me, but the world is me, I feel like, and my life. And I kind of threw Jax in there to suffer with me.
Did you kind of find it therapeutic, I guess, in a sense, you know, to write this book and then also go through the challenges that you were going through?
I did find it very challenging. Like when I was writing the book, things were challenging, but I feel like I worked it out in real life as I was writing the book. So the book kind of like recorded what I was figuring out more than the other way around. But I also feel like it helped me process a lot of the information that was going on in my head. And that really, you know, I wrote the book 3 times. The first time, it didn't turn out so well. So when I wrote it the second time, I felt like it was really encapsulating everything that I wanted it to, and it turned out really well. Like, you can read the book. I think it's one of those books you have to read twice because you're not entirely sure what the perspective is until you reread it and you realize so much is going on in this world that, like, by the end of the book, there's no way to not want to know, like, why were other characters doing these things in the beginning might not have been the original initiative that you thought by the end, you know?
Mm-hmm. No, that makes sense. I mean, I'm just amazed that you wrote it about 3 or 4 times, you know, literally scrapping it completely, because usually people will go and they'll take their writing, they'll do a draft, and then they'll write another draft, and then they'll fix that draft, and they'll do all that stuff. You literally just said, you know what, fuck it, I'm throwing out the whole fucking thing.
Yeah. Well,
was that a super challenge, or I guess it was refreshing for you then to just kind of throw out the pages and then restart?
It was. And it was also like, I feel like I had so many ideas for the book going in. And then as I was writing it, I felt like there were so many more ideas that were way better. So It wasn't really heartbreaking. It was more like, it was like a caterpillar and then it became a butterfly, you know, and now it is a butterfly, and I want to share the butterfly with everybody, obviously.
And it's a brand new book, you know. What were some of the challenges, I guess, getting into this, into the writing process of this book? You know, like coming up with the character development.
I feel like Jax as a character in particular, she goes from kind of like not really knowing a whole lot to knowing a lot more, but not really being able to have a lot of control in her life. I feel like the control goes from like she has a lot of control to not a lot of control, and she's realizing that as she goes on. And it's kind of like when I developed like this plot kind of developed the character more than the character develops the character, I guess, because she's going from like just got out of the hospital to like full on like ninja mode. And there's a lot of development there you don't get from her, but then you kind of see like how much she had to put in to actually get to that point.
What
makes sense.
What got you into writing, from the start? You know, you wrote two books already. The first one, you know, was Shake's Time's Guardian, and then now you've written this brand new one. But what is like your process, I guess, from start to finish?
My dream in life is to make Shakes the series and Time's Guardian itself like a movie series. And I've been working on like learning how to do like 3D and all that stuff. And I've made a lot of really big leaps and bounds, but my writing process in particular, I was never really good at it. I didn't go to school a lot. So I just like Time's Guardian in particular, I rewrote 17 times at this point. I'm actually rewriting it right now, which is why it's no longer available on Amazon, because it deserves to be better. And I just am really dedicated to it. So Jack's actually taught me a lot when it came to writing and the writing process and like how to be a real writer. And it's really cool to see like how much the book made me grow and how much the book kind of like flourishes by the end, I guess, because of the growth that you see, you know?
Yeah. You know, and I think a lot of people can definitely relate to the character Jax too. And about the whole book, and it's really an awesome book to pick up and read. You know, what do you want people to kind of get from the book when they're reading it?
Well, that they're not alone, and that people, all the eternal struggles that we face, other people are facing them, even if they're not in your area or you don't know them directly. And that it doesn't matter, you know, rain, snow, shine, whether you're a human, not a human. That's probably giving it something away there. But if you're, if you're living in the future, if you're in the past, human problems are human problems, and that we shall, you know, be compassionate towards each other about it.
Yeah, you know what? And I love that you kind of made this book for, you know, not only for people who are reading it, you know, to get a good enjoyment out of it, but also for people who are struggling, you know, in any type of struggle they are, not just the LGBTQ community, you know, and it's something that's, you know, it's definitely a cool story for people to pick up. What's next for you? What's next in the literature space? What's your next plan?
Well, I really, really, really want to. Jax has a sequel. It's called Jax Rebooted. I haven't even started it, so I wouldn't like bank on it or put any money into it.
Well, give us a little bit of a taste of it. What is that going to be about?
What?
Give us a little taste of it. What's that going to be about?
Well, by the end of the book, Jax and Morgan have kind of entered a new space, like a new world, kind of, and it's a very familiar world to us, but, you know, I can't really... The thing about Jax and talking about Jax is, like, it's so easy to spoil so much of the plot if I'm not careful. Because I know the whole story and exactly what's going on the whole time, but the reader isn't supposed to. The reader's supposed to figure it out, and then... Like, by the end, you do know indefinitely, but...
Of course.
You can't, you know... So hey,
you don't
want like
to screw... You don't want to spoil it for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, so then we won't talk about it, but there is possibly a sequel.
Yes.
That is exciting.
Oh, and it kind of ties into, like, this multiverse I'm going with. Okay, I guess I could talk about it in the sense that, like, Shakes and Jax and a lot of my other series, they kind of have, like, an overarching, like, thing to them that kind of makes them all come around. And some of the characters kind of stick into the series. The ones that are, like, the best characters, they kind of keep going, you know? They're not ready to die yet, you know? And then other characters, they stay behind and, you know, stay a beautiful memory for people to look back on the other stories and those parts in those characters' lives that they love and see them. So eventually, someday, there'll be a lot more.
That is amazing. Well, Layden, seriously, you're an incredible author, and I'm very excited for people to read the book. The book is called Jax XXX, and where can people check it out?
just on Amazon, and you have to type in JaxxXXX by Layden Day and scroll down a little bit because nobody likes erotica on the internet. So
that really is not that's a false statement right there, but you're saying Amazon doesn't like erotica.
Everybody loves erotica, but not the policies of the places that you can advertise or post erotica. That's like, those are different things.
Fair enough. I was gonna say Reddit is a big fan of it.
Yeah, I definitely should get on Reddit more and tell them about it or something. I don't know.
Well, Layden, thank you again for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show. Best of luck with the book, and we're very excited for people to take a listen to it, take a read.
Yes.
The Webster Music Station, Z Radio Live, back with more The Zach Feldman Show after this. Thanks again.
Want to hear more? Listen to The Zach Feldman Show every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ZRadioLive.com.